Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Guardian.
It's about challenging the narrative. I mean, I call it a noxious gas of inequality that we don't see, but we're always going through it and we're always experiencing it. We never smell it, and it's a poison that is afflicting within our societies.
Shaheen Ashraf is a campaigner, activist, and advocate for Muslim women's rights. Her humanitarian and development work has taken her around the world, fighting for the rights of women in typically conservative Muslim societies.
It's about trying to get that noxious gas out of the system and trying to challenge places in women have a fairness and equity and inequality within our societies and in our cultures, particularly black and brown women.
In 2015, she was awarded an MBE in the New Year's Honours list.
To be honest with you, I really didn't want it. That's the thing, if I be honest about it. I didn't want to be recognised because at that time I was studying post-colonial history. So,
this is Small Changes, a podcast about how sometimes the seemingly smallest change can have the biggest impact. This week we meet Shaheen Ashraf, Global Advocacy Advisor on Gender and Climate Change at Islamic Relief Worldwide. She has trained thousands of professionals on gender-based violence, Islam, and Muslim women's rights, as well as carrying out research on female genital mutilation. After encountering gender inequality at a young age, Shaheen now campaigns to improve the lives of Muslim women at home and abroad. I'm Lucy Lamble. Shaheen's parents, a factory worker and a seamstress, were economic migrants to the UK. They moved from Kashmir to Handsworth, a suburb of Birmingham.
Handsworth is one of those multicultural areas in which a lot of money was kind of taken out of the community and then was redirected by the council to other better areas.
In 1985, a toxic mix of social deprivation, mass unemployment running at 36%, and racial discrimination in Handsworth exploded into violence.
Why has this happened? You tell me.
Tell us. If we knew
you
why
tell
it
us.
Happened.
All we know is that we try to make a living by working all hours of the day, and this is what we get.
Police were attacked. Shops were looted and burned to the ground, and two brothers were killed.
The riots were just about three roads away from us, and I remember thinking, are they going to attack me? Are they going to attack our house? Are they going to... And who is doing the attacking? I think as a young child at that time, it was a really crazy space to be. And what you did notice ultimately was, on our road, we had a lot of Afro-Caribbean friends and we had a lot of Asian friends. And you notice the stark difference after that, how certain people walked one way and certain people walked the other way. It was probably in the late 80s that people started to come in together again because there was a real community tension at that time.
As Shaheen was growing up in the West Midlands, she became gradually aware of gender inequalities in her conservative Muslim community.
When I had my first haircut, a lot of curtain twitching in those very early days of, oh my goodness, she's become more westernised. We will have to make sure that she is my daughter's, don't befriend her. The next day I went to see one of my friends, and one of my friends' Mom's opened the door and said, Shaheen, your best friend from school age will no longer be coming to school because she's going to be married tomorrow. And she was only 15. It wasn't just one of my friends. It was several of my friends that had, during that last year of our GCSEs, ended up in marriage. And I remember feeling, oh my God, I've known her since I was 4. And her parents directly instructed me not to attend the wedding. I remember my father saying to me, I don't care what the rest of the world says. I want my daughters to be educated. And he had 4 daughters and 1 son. And he said, I'm going to make sure that you guys all get educated.
Shaheen intended to pursue a career in nursing after college.
One of the career advisors at the college had told me that I was less likely to get into nursing as a result of my faith and where I came from. Then it was, okay, I'm going to prove to the world that I can do something.
Instead, Shaheen went on to do an applied psychology degree in the US, and on returning to the UK, worked in the civil service. She found her faith during her time there and began dressing in a more traditional manner. Her colleagues were uncomfortable with the change, though, culminating in one of them tearing off her headscarf.
It was in the early 90s, late 80s and early 90s. And so the issue of around, you know, faith and, you know, wearing a symbol to symbolise the kind of your faith and where you stand with it was very hard for some of my colleagues who had known me, who, you know, I'd gone to, evenings out with them and, you know, gone to, not drinking alcohol, but, gone to the local pub with them and had lunch with them. So it was a whole 4 or 5 years of this. And then suddenly I didn't want to do that, but I still be respectful and say, can we go somewhere else? 2 of my colleagues found that very, very hard. And it was at that point then I realized, okay, there is no promotion for me after this point. So it was at that time I decided that it was time to move on.
Shaheen spent 8 years in the US developing an international Muslim NGO. Her work took her around the world, travelling extensively to Pakistan, Kashmir, Bosnia and Afghanistan, documenting and researching the realities of women's lives there.
There were many cases of women whose stories kind of resonated with me, women who had gone through, you know, SGBV, who'd gone through domestic violence. I mean, we used to have a health clinic and regularly visit a health clinic. And I think at the health clinic, what we did see was, you know, young boys who'd been sodomised as well. So inequalities existed and perpetuated in all areas. And then on the Pakistan side, you saw trafficking of young Afghan girls. So it was a very difficult space to be in. But for me, it was, what can we do and where can we move forward with this?
But it was one encounter in Kabul that particularly affected her.
It was one particular incident of an Afghan lady, and there was we happened to be walking past a food aid distribution, and she was the last woman in the line. Actually, it was all men in the line, and there was a woman in the line with a burqa and 5 children around her. And most notably, she tried to speak to the authorities and say, look, I've got 5 orphans. Is there any way that I can get a food pack? And she was at the back of the line, and I think they had drawn where the last person was going to be. So basically, the last man standing was the last man that was getting the food, and she was beyond that line. She took her hand out of her burqa to ask, and she was the one that was beaten to a pulp in front of her children. And I remember her child saying, I think her child was about 9, and she said, don't worry, humanity exists somewhere.
After the break, we'll hear about the challenges involved in supporting women from Muslim countries.
It is really, really hard. Some women don't like to speak up, others do, because change is not going to come from an individual like me who parachutes in to those environments. Change is going to come from within.
We'll be right back.
I'm Leland Denning, and in this month's We Need to Talk About podcast, our panel respond to Guardian supporter questions on extinction. How can conservation be balanced with the hunger for development? With finite conservation resources, how can we decide which species to save, and who should decide this? And what can we do to support biodiversity in our local area?
This is a massive economic assault by one species on the lives of all the other 8 to 10 million.
We look into pesticides and tourism, on the efforts to save the Sumatran orangutan, Dorset hedgehogs, Belizean national parks, and much more. That's We Need to Talk About Extinction. To have a listen, head over to theguardian.com/podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Small Changes. I'm Lucy Lamble. Before the break, we heard from Shaheen about how her experiences growing up as a British Muslim had led her to a life as an advocate for Muslim women's rights worldwide. Her humanitarian and development work has taken her to Bosnia, Pakistan, Kashmir, and Afghanistan, where she helped a woman escape a forced marriage.
We told her to tell the authorities and her husband that the passport had expired and the embassy wanted to see her. As long as she gets in through the gates and leaves her husband outside, who was brutal and who was involved in a lot of the gangs in Karachi and stuff like that. As soon as she came into the gates, we managed to rescue her. And she was then in a refuge for 4 months. She was meant to sign a document and she didn't read the document. She just signed the document. And what it was on the document was that she would pay back all her repatriation fees to the UK. I mean, this is a young girl that doesn't even have a credit card. So I think we saw the injustices in the rescue efforts of women who have been forced into marriage in places like Pakistan and them having absolutely no funds when they come into the refuge and then charging them all their fees back to the UK with interest and their passport is held until their fees are paid. And we managed to do a fundraising event for her and lobbied individuals to try and give funds for her to get her passport back.
Challenging the social norms of conservative traditional Muslim societies has not been easy.
We're trying to say it lifts you out of poverty, and that's it. Ultimately we want what we want, to lift people out of poverty. Education was key, the education of young girls, trying to say to them, you know, when your girl is educated, you know, you'll come out of poverty and this, that and the other. And then at the same time, training faith religious leaders to be able to challenge that narrative through their sermons. So once the faith leaders were on board, it was them challenging the narrative to local community members and local community members then saying to their wives or their girls that actually in this particular village, what we're going to do is send and build, have a school built, and then we'll send our daughters to that school. So it was, I mean, I have to say it's not easy work. It is very, very difficult in very, very conservative cultures because they don't feel that women should be educated, because once she is educated, that's when she starts, in their terms, answering back.
And one of the biggest challenges has been getting Muslim women to speak out in the first place.
It is really, really hard. Some women don't like to speak up, others do, because change is not going to come from an individual like me who parachutes in to those environments. Change is going to come from within. So as long as those women are empowered to make that change and you're supporting them and giving them the ability and the agency and the power to be able to change that situation, they will be the ones that will change that situation. I can support them moving forward with challenging, I guess, the hierarchy that is there, but the change has to come from within.
Somehow, Shaheen has also fitted in being a chaplain at the University of Birmingham, a position normally reserved for an imam.
The role itself is a kind of a pastoral role in which you are just there for individuals when and where they need you. And sometimes, you know, an individual doesn't want counsel or counselling or looking after their well-being. Individual want their kind of spiritual concerns addressed. So providing that kind of personal advice. And then looking after and providing kind of services to students who are dealing with dislocation, particularly at the University of Birmingham. A a lot of students that are from overseas, students who are arriving from Saudi Arabia, from Bahrain, from Nigeria, you know, all looking to have to deal with some of the issues of living in the UK, understanding, you know, Redbrick University culture, joining societies, and just providing a kind of a pathway for them.
In 2015, Shaheen was awarded an MBE in the New Year's Honours list for her services to interfaith and community cohesion.
An MBE is a member of the British Empire, and for me, that kind of resonated deeply with me of all the kind of afflictions of the post-colonialist era to issues around Pakistan and India, particularly post-1947. It's a tough one. I can't really explain how I felt about it.
But Shaheen's work is far from finished. Her ultimate goal is a call to action against gender inequality worldwide, signing up NGOs and faith organisations to a gender justice declaration.
It's about challenging the very perception of where women should be in society, but using the Quranic principles to kind of negate the argument around forced marriage, early forced marriage, domestic violence, women's economic and social rights, women's land reforms, how women should have access to once their father dies, you know, how they should have access to inheritance and all these kind of things, but challenging it from the very scriptural sources that men use in arguments against us. We'll be testing it out in Pakistan in November to see how people in Pakistan feel about the declaration, which is one of the most kind of, I guess, conservative societies. But so far, we've received a lot of good praise from lots of organisations. We've even have all the international NGOs, Muslim NGOs within the UK who are willing to sign their commitments to the declaration. So for me, I think that is a really good step. If we have the political power and the will, transformation, I believe, is absolutely possible.
If you liked this episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and drop me a line at podcasts@theguardian.com. Small Changes was produced by Simon Barnard. I'm Lucy Lamble. Thanks for listening.
For more great podcasts from The Guardian, just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.